I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched Father Stew on demand at my mom's house. Father Stew follows the life of Father Stuart Long, a boxer-turned-priest who inspired people during his journey from self-destruction to redemption. At least that's what the film's about, according to the IMDb. The movie stars Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson, with Mark Wahlberg as the title character. In this movie, Mark Wahlberg is a professional boxer who one day gets a diagnosis telling him if he keeps boxing, he could die. So he has to find a new career. This guy's very crass, very brash, crude, you know. He swears a lot. So do his parents, with Mel Gibson playing his father. Stu is the sort of guy who will get into an argument with just about anyone, and he gets into a lot of fights. So Stu learns that he has to start a new career, and what does he decide to do? He decides to go to Hollywood to become an actor. Completely confident of his ability to become some big movie star, Stu moves away from wherever he started out and goes to Hollywood. He arrives and does a bunch of auditions, but doesn't really get anywhere, and winds up working at a meat counter. One day, while working at the meat counter and arguing with his boss, Stu sees a beautiful young woman come walking in. She's Carmen, played by Teresa Ruiz, and Stu starts to hit on her. She's not very receptive, but he's a very persistent guy, and he follows her to her church. Turns out it's a Catholic church, so he goes in. Now, Stu is not a religious guy. We learn that he wasn't even baptized. But he sort of throws himself into this whole Catholicism thing just to win over Carmen. One thing leads to another, and he does get baptized and becomes genuinely religious. His relationship with Carmen starts to blossom, but then tragedy strikes. Stu has a motorcycle accident in which he almost dies, and while laying on the pavement, he looks up and sees a vision from heaven, which tells him that he must become a priest. So, just like how Stu up and decided to become a Hollywood actor, he up and decides to become a priest. Then, he actually does it. Okay, so this does sound like a pretty good premise for a film because it's based on a true story. Father Stuart Long was a real person. He lived from 1963 to 2014. Just like his film counterpart, he wasn't religious at all and then one day converted to Catholicism and became a priest. However, I don't know how true to life this movie really is. Father Stu here plays things up for a lot of comedy, and I can't imagine the real Father Stu was as crude as Mark Wahlberg depicts him in this film. And I gotta say, it's things like that, the sort of exaggerated crudeness of Stu played up for laughs, that made me not really enjoy this movie. Look, Father Stu is a harmless film, but it really wasn't for me. The film never really gets into our main character's head. He's just sort of a caricature. We're supposed to laugh at the fact that this guy's always getting into bar fights and whatnot, but I mean, what really motivates him? He goes from having no religious beliefs at all to becoming this devout Catholic, and then he becomes a priest. There had to be more to the guy than just this one-dimensional character we see on screen in Father Stu. And the film speeds through a lot. For example, I mentioned the motorcycle accident that Stu was in. When that happens in the film, it hadn't even been established that Stu had a motorcycle. There are little details like that missing throughout Father Stu. There's a bit where he applies for the seminary or whatever, and of course he's rejected at first, so he shows up there in person and yells at some bishop or something, and bam, he gets into the school. But I find it kinda hard to believe that it really went anything like that. It must have been a much longer, more involved process. Father Stu never really handles any single aspect of its subject matter in an in-depth way. We're just supposed to accept this charming story about this rough-around-the-edges boxer who becomes a friggin' priest. I mean, how could that really happen? Another problem that I have with Father Stu is that, well, it sort of triggered me. Yes, I mentioned that Mark Wahlberg's whole motivation in this film for becoming a Catholic was just to please Carmen, the woman that he's so crazy about. Well, he winds up in a relationship with her, and he even sleeps with her. So yeah, he starts to develop this meaningful relationship with Carmen. But then when he decides to become a priest, guess what? He has to give that up. So Stu here, who started out with no religious views at all, and motivated by lust, completely swallows the entire package, and then abandons the very thing that set him on this journey. Seeing a guy do that in a movie triggered me, okay? Yes, I was triggered. I was like, what are you doing, Stu? You're throwing your life away. Anyway, I was glad to see Mel Gibson here as the dad. He's got good chemistry with Mark Wahlberg, and Jackie Weaver is good as Stuart's mom. She's the one who sort of guilt trips him into giving up boxing. There is some surface stuff in this movie about how Stu once had a brother who died when he was a kid, and this makes him angry, and angry at God and all this, which reminds me of another religious movie, God's Not Dead, a much more cartoonish film in which we learn that our atheist villain is in fact not really an atheist at all, and he just hates God. And that got me comparing Father Stu to other religious movies. This one is different from a lot of the others in that it's filled with profanity and references to sex, and yet in the end it's kind of made from the same cloth, and it seems to have sort of the same depth. Look, like I said before, Father Stew is a harmless film. It's just not very good. It's very surface. It leaves a lot of questions unanswered, and it doesn't really delve into the mind of its main character. Hey, I just didn't dig Father Stew. I give Father Stew a 2 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.